Support for the homemade broadcast on Sunshine 96.7 FM WMTB comes from Truvy Salon and Spa in St. Petersburg. Located at 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, Truvy Salon and Spa offers hair care products and salon services by appointment only. Find out more about Truvy Salon and Spa at their website, TruvySalonAndSpa.com.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
I'm so happy I didn't want to go back to Montreal, but the fans in Montreal, come on. They acted like they won the Stanley Cup last game. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
John Romano, Tampa Bay Times.
Their final was last series. Okay.
Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
See, this is good news for Will.
Why? What do you mean?
That is a tweet that it would be very believable that Galvin would write it. I think I know Galvin's style a little bit better. That's why I didn't think it was him. Definitely a tweet that I would write, and it was Will. So it leads me to believe that Will is the next generation of greatness on this radio station.
I like that.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
This Mayor Rick Kreisman, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com and Sunshine 96.7 FM. Welcome to the program. My name is Will Kuntz. Anna Hummel will be here very shortly. First, we got to say, I guess I should have played Thunderstruck. That's the song to play. Congrats to the Tampa Bay Lightning, back-to-back Stanley Cup champions. Very exciting. Very exciting here in Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay. Man, oh man. Getting spoiled. Tampa sports fans have not been spoiled, though, for many, many years. The Lightning have been good for a long time. They lost in the final a few years ago to the, I think it was the Blackhawks. That was a heartbreaker. They won in 2004. They finally were able to get it done last year and did it again. This year, in front of a home crowd at Amalie Arena. Oh, it was very exciting. I went to Ferg's, took the night off work, and enjoyed myself very much. Big crowd there at Ferg's. And it felt like old times. There was definitely no COVID there, no Lambda variants, no Delta variants. It was totally safe. And nothing will happen to anyone. I don't know. I'm happy and facetious. I can't tell if I'm kidding anymore, to tell you the truth. I don't know if I should be afraid. The media says I should be afraid. I don't know if I'm... I look in the mirror sometimes and go, am I missing something here? I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Certainly possible. I've been wrong many, many times before. I've also been right about a lot of things, let's be honest. And most of them are cataloged for everybody to see here on HMB Radio and the Homemade Broadcast. be sure to subscribe. If you have not, if you're listening on Sunshine 96.7 or you're listening on Radio St. Pete, sometimes I do extra things that are on the podcast feed only. So be sure to subscribe to that. It's been a while since I've done that, to tell you the truth. But do a radio show 5 nights a week. And then I do this once a week. And so there's plenty of, 20 plus hours of content a week of old Bilbo. That's a lot. That's a lot. And it's free. You can also check out the Johnny B Show on 102.5 The Bone FM here in Tampa Bay and theboneonline.com anywhere in the world. Me and my pal Johnny B do a weekly or every day, weekday show, 9 to midnight over there. Anna is with Bubba Love Sponge every morning. And I don't know where you can listen to that, to tell you the truth. I'll ask her, and she can tell you how to tune in. I know they have an app. They're on Twitch. That's what I need to do now, is get some sort of Twitch set up. I think that's important. It's the future. Live podcasting is going to be the next big thing. And I'd really like to do this show with Anna, just do it live, stream it. But I don't know if it is worth releasing as a podcast at that point, if it's on Facebook or something. I don't know. I'm figuring these things out, and I'm thinking out loud, and this is boring probably to you. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. HMBradio.com is the website. There is a donate page there. 20 plus hours a week of content for free. Yes, there's some commercials in the Johnny B Show, but mostly free. You have to spend some of your time sometimes listening to commercials. But if you're feeling froggy, if you're enjoying this program and you'd like to donate some capital, you know, you certainly do not have to, but it's available to you, hmbradio.com/donate. I got student loans. They're coming back in October, so any help's appreciated. I will cut my hand. And there's a store there as well, which is going to be up for a few months, and then I'll probably get rid of it because it's more expensive for me to keep the store up than what I'm selling in merchandise, embarrassingly enough. So if you want to get some HMB Radio product, everything's very high quality. I have a hoodie that I wear all the time, an HMB Radio hoodie. I wear it to the studio all the time. And there's a t-shirt, which I understand is very nice as well. Jared purchased one of those. He said it's nice, so I trust him. And I know there's been some other people, Paul Dudley, Tim Kuntz, some other folks that have bought a hat and seem to enjoy it very much. So I encourage you to go purchase that, hmbradio.com/store. So the Lightning are Stanley Cup champions. That's terrific. And it was a rough week, boy. And if you go over to hmbradio.com/news, scroll down a little bit, you can find the story about Jane Castor. She got into, Mayor of Tampa, Jane Castor, got into some, you know, she got razzed a little bit because, first of all, she had a rough week because she joked about sharing the Rays with Montreal. It was kind of a tongue-in-cheek comment. And, you know, people took that seriously, of course, a lot of people. And maybe it's not the thing to joke about. I don't know. You can joke about whatever you want to me. I just kind of went, oh, Jane, you stop it. Don't do that. And then she said in a press conference that she kind of hoped that the Lightning would take it easy on the Montreal Canadiens in game four and not sweep them so that the Lightning could come home on Monday and beat them on home ice and raise the cup at home ice, which was, yeah, I see your point. And that is cool, you know, but, you know, those guys were playing their hearts out. They want to get it done. And they're not going to listen to Jane Castor. You know, Lightning played to win, and Montreal got lucky in game four, ended up winning in overtime, extended their stay, and, you know, they did what Jane said. They came home in game five, got it done, 1-0. Stanley Cup champions now. But you can go read that story over there. There's also a story with that audio I played right at the beginning was of Tampa Bay Lightning star Nikita Kucherov doing his post-game presser. He's now Florida man. He may be Russian, but he's Florida man now. Came out shirtless and chugging a Bud Light and then slammed the city of Montreal and their fans. Also gave some unkind words to the NHL about Andrei Vasilevskiy, the star goalie for the Lightning, not winning the best goalie award for the year. Which I don't understand how this works. I mean, in any sport, they tend to do this. Whoever manager of the year in Major League Baseball, that's who wins the World Series. That's manager of the year, right? You can't have the guy who came in third or fourth as best manager. It's the guy who wins the World Series. I know Kevin Cash was in it for the Rays a few years ago. He did a phenomenal job. Oh, you lost the World Series. Sorry, dude. Not manager of the year. Some people were upset about that. Well, he did a lot with what he had. Yeah, I agree. But these are all subjective takes, you know, and it seems like it should just go to the person who wins. Andre Vasilevsky was the best goalie. He won the Stanley Cup. Put out a lot of shutouts. But the guy from Las Vegas won it. Where Fleury, whatever, is good goalie, from my understanding. But he wasn't the best. Andre Vasilevsky's the best. He's a Stanley Cup champion. These postseason awards, it's just who won the championship, give it to the star player of that team. MVP, Tom Brady. Should have been. He wasn't, I don't think. I think it was Patrick Mahomes again. But it should have been Tom Brady. I guess with football, you can go by stats and stuff, and maybe there was other goalies with better stats. What are stats? We're goalies. Shots blocked, games played, divide that, and then whoever has the most biggest save percentage is best goalie. Boom. There you go, best goalie. Got it all figured out. I don't know how it works, but yeah, Nikita Kucherov had a legendary press conference there trashing the fans of Montreal. I heard a couple other guys on the Lightning. I think Coleman tweeted out that he was getting death threats from his family. Canadians don't play around, especially Montreal. Montreal is French-Canadian. They don't even consider themselves a part of Canada. They consider themselves more French, I believe, than even Canadian. So they don't mess around. So it was a sweet victory to have a Florida team, you know, go into Canada and steal their main export, the Stanley Cup, and bring it home to America a few days after celebrating our nation's independence, especially against French Canada. Oh, man, was that good. Poor Canada. They cannot catch a dang break. Can they? It's all just getting so close and no cigar. I think the last team to win from Canada was the Montreal Canadiens, and I believe that was in 1993 or 1994, and they haven't won a Stanley Cup since. It's been all American teams after that. Toronto's gotten close a few times. The Lightning beat the Calgary Flames in 2004, another Canadian team to win the Stanley Cup. I can't remember who the Lightning played last year and who they beat, but I can't remember if it was a Canadian. Let me look it up. I have the power right in front of me here. 2020 Stanley Cup match, game, series. Oh, the Dallas Stars. That's right. I do remember now. And Lightning won 4-2 in the bubble. So, yes, Nikita Kucherov came out slamming Bud Light, slamming the city of Montreal. Apparently, all you have to do to get a 12-pack of Bud Light is purchase one Bud Light 12-pack or larger cans or bottles between May 14th, 2021. I guess you can go back into the past. And July 31st, 2021. Then send a picture of your receipt on the Bud Light website and plug in your information so they can rebate you. You will receive a rebate of up to $14.99 if you live in Florida since the Bolts won the Stanley Cup. The rebate amount will be equivalent to the purchase price of one Bud Light 12-pack or larger, excluding sales tax, up to $14.99. Your request must be submitted by August 14th. So drunks, make sure you get out there and get your free Bud Light. Also, this was cool. Speaking of beers, Coors Light, this is unique. Tampa Bay Lightning fans will be able to celebrate the team's Stanley Cup win next week with Coors Light beer made from the actual ice on which the hockey team won the championship. Coors Light says they have been quietly scraping and collecting the actual ice from the rink at Amalie Arena and transporting it to its hometown brewery in Golden, Colorado to craft the game-winning champion's ice brew. Coors Light will be filtering the ice during the brewing process, ensuring a refreshing, fully purified drinking experience for those lucky enough to get their hands on the special edition brew. Starting the week of July 12th, Lightning fans can drink the limited edition Coors Light Champions Ice at participating Tampa Bay bars, where there will be a limited supply of 32-ounce collectible crawlers available as well. You can get it at Hattricks, American Social, McDitton's, Garrison Water Street Marriott, The Press Box, Patio, Yeoman's, Sail Pavilion, Fermented Reality, Anchor Bar, Four Green Fields, Irish 31, Park and Rec in Tampa, Rick's on the River, Stone's Throw at Armature Works. So all Tampa, no St. Pete bars.
unfortunately. You have to go over to Tampa to get it, but that sounds cool. I would like the nostalgia and the, or not nostalgia, the, I don't know, just the experience of that sounds nice. I'd like to do that. That's pretty good. So congrats to Tampa Bay Lightning. Go over to hmbradio.com/news. Watch the video of Florida man Nikita Kucherov slamming beers, slamming the city of Montreal. I'm just so happy for the city, for the team. What an experience, and how spoiled we are right now as sports fans in the Tampa Bay area. Tremendous. 813-693-2124. HMBRadio.com.
This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is RadioCP.com.
Anna, congratulations to you. I know you're a big sports fan.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
The Lightning won the Stanley Cup.
My team.
Your team.
I love them. I've been a fan my whole life, pretty much.
Oh.
Oh, days?
Days, hours.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, my excitement of the Lightning being back-to-back champs was pretty high because I checked the score after the game was over to see if they actually won.
Wow.
Minutes after they were over, I checked the score and I go, I think we have won. And then I went on Instagram and sure enough, I see you posted you and a bunch of your friends screaming like wild animals.
Yeah.
At a bar I'm familiar with. And I go, okay, I think it's confirmed that we did in fact win the Stanley Cup.
We did. It was a very tribal event that I feel like I personally accomplished something. Yeah, that's what sports does for people. It allows people who have nothing and accomplish nothing to feel like they've done something.
Yeah.
It's great. Mm-hmm. It's great. So congratulations to you.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. You survived this. I wish I cared so much, Will. I see the joy that sports brings people, and not only joy, but like the will to live another day. Like people like focus their lives around it, and I feel like it saves lives in a lot of ways, because if you have nothing to look forward to and you're in bad health and you're lonely, you know, that's pretty much a ticket out. But if you have a community of people, i.e. fans, and you have the will to live another day to see your team possibly win, I really think sports saves lives.
It does. It does. You know, I was talking to a friend about this today. There was a lot of people out partying, you know, for the event. And I went and watched the game and got some wings and had some beers. But I went home, you know, afterwards. And I was like, oh, cool, they won. You know, and I moved on. I've been a Tampa sports fan since I was a little kid. And it's a great feeling. It is. It's like, oh, cool. But I can't imagine it being so important. Like, some people will just ruin their freaking day.
I knew one very well.
Yeah.
Very well. And it was actually someone I dated, in fact.
Yeah.
Where they were so obsessed. I mean, to the point where, and I don't know if you're a little bit like this, but they had certain traditions where they would wear a certain shirt, or they felt like they couldn't be in the room watching the game. They would have to, like, watch it outside of the room, because last time they were in the room, the team lost. So they have all these weird superstitions. And this one person I knew, their team almost the F word, team effing sucked. And I get being like bummed, but it's time to move on with your day.
Right. Right.
And when I said, you're not going to ruin my day, get the F up, because he was, you know, just lounging around and sulking, I got the response of this, which was, quote, I thought you were different. And I go, guess what? I'm not. Get the F up, you loser. And that's really, like, when I look back on not just that relationship, but many relationships in my life, friends, romantic, whatnot, that truly is what gaslighting is. Like, it's like someone is saying that, you know, even if it's their problem, it is actually your problem.
Mm.
So if they're sulking and being just like a lazy SOB, it's actually your fault, because, you know, you were supposed to be more compassionate to me.
Right. Right. But there's nothing to be, nothing happened.
Right. You. Exactly.
You know, you could, I would say, even if you were the quarterback for a team and you know, your team lost, you go, damn, well, that stinks. And then you kind of move on with your life.
Right.
But if you're a spectator, even more so, you should just be like, well, that's too bad. And, yes, you know, you kind of move on. But it is interesting how it really gives people, it's like one of those things where people lie to themselves again. Like, this is important. when it really means nothing to your... It means something to the guys that won.
Sure.
Because they're going to get a pay raise. They're going to get, you know, there's incentive for them.
And then the city claims them because it's on our turf.
And it is a communal tribal thing. It's like politics, but, you know, sport. Like, there was a lot of people... They were screaming, you know, F Canada last night in the bar.
The Canadian, half the Lightning team is Canadian.
I know.
That's or Russian or Swedish.
Like. But that's not, I mean, that's not, yes, that's true, but it's a joke mostly. Like, we don't really want, although there were some people that probably did want to kill Canadians last night. Yeah. Because there was one guy who was, but he was just drunk, you know, he was screaming around, being very vocal. But like, I call.
He was a Canadians fan?
No, he was a Lightning fan.
Oh, okay.
But, and he was just one of those people who was just too into it.
Oh, okay.
But like, I call Canadistan and a failed terror state. And it's a common, you know,
trope. It's a joke.
But it's a joke. Yeah, it's mostly in fun. And yeah, you go F you, but you know, you kind of enjoy victory. And then when you get beat and people go F you, you go, yeah, F suck, me. Yeah. It stinks, and you know it's part of the thrill. And I've watched the Lightning lose a Stanley Cup, and it's heartbreaking, you know, for a moment. But then you go, anyway, I have to go to work in the morning. So
I respect that about you, because there are a lot of people that take it a little too seriously, and you got to go. Clearly, there's not a lot going on in your life if this is the center of it. So,
again, you know, and I'm all for fun, and I think a lot of people use it for an excuse to drink and stuff, but. There was people out at like 4:30 in the morning, like still partying over a sports franchise winning a championship.
Well, they don't have a job, Will, because we're in the middle of a pandemic.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Getting paid off to stay home.
they're taken care of by the state.
I saw a headline today. Speaking of CNBC, says, "Oh, the good thing about inflation: higher wages." It's unreal. Cover.
Can I use that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can we use that?
I just put the Zimbabwe $1 trillion bill. I have that. Do you have one of those?
Yeah, someone gifted it to me and was like,
"Those are worth money."
I think it's worth like $40.
No,
40 cents maybe.
No, I saw them. If you get it graded, they're going for a few $100.
Really? I looked it up online. I don't know. It looks like I have a special one because a rich guy gave it to me. Someone I work with. But I have $100 trillion.
Oh, $100 trillion. That's different. But
it's literally $100 trillion Zimbabwe dollars. I don't
know what the currency is, but yeah, I think it's a dollar.
Yeah, that's what happens when the currency means nothing. It just it skyrockets.
Hey, but good news. You'll be a trillionaire.
That is right. I remember, I don't know if you remember, Howard Stern would play a game called Who Wants to Be a Turkish Millionaire? Do you remember that game?
Yes, like, vaguely, yeah.
And it was like $40. Like, it was not very much, but it was funny. There is something I want to discuss that put me in a sour mood for most of the day. And it's one of those things where I wish I just didn't know. Because I would be just a happier person had I not got this nugget of information. So I work with, now it's probably like six dudes, right? One of them, our on-air rib is that we hate each other, you know, he hates me rather. But I know behind the scenes that he loves me. He adores me. You know, we get along well behind the scenes. We're very cooperative. If I need a favor done, he does it. If he needs a favor done, I do it. You know, whatever. I invited him to my birthday hang. I don't want to call it a party. I kept calling it a hang because it really wasn't a party. It was more of a hang. I was also volunteered to make this person a birthday cake because his birthday is on Saturday.
Wait, you don't know how to cook. You don't know how to bake?
I made an ice cream cake.
How do you make that?
Out of ice cream.
You just made a mound of ice cream?
Wouldn't that be so funny if I just took a bowl and dumped a gallon of ice cream? No, basically, Bubba really likes this thing at Dairy Queen called the Peanut Buster Parfait. So
terrific item.
Right. Very good. I looked online and you can actually make it like a cake version of it. So I bought Oreos. I crushed them up. I used that as the base, put on some vanilla ice cream, peanuts, caramel sauce, some like chocolate fudge, and you're doing each layer. You got to let it freeze so that it's, you know, it doesn't get all, you know, discombobulated. So I was really excited to make this because, you know, getting brownie points from the boss because he's going to have some. And then obviously making a cake for a coworker, who doesn't love that? So I was really excited about it. And today I asked him, I'm like, hey, are you like doing anything for your birthday? Because the guy's a big drinker. You know, he likes to party. He likes to get down.
Is this the guy that drinks vodka in the morning?
Yes.
Okay.
So I go, you know, are you doing anything for your birthday? He goes, no. I'm like, are you doing a hang? No, no. And we're on the hot mic segment, so there's people on Twitch that are listening. I don't know if it's like a rib. And usually if something is going on, you know, he'd like text me and be like, hey, we're having people over. You're more than welcome to come. Now, here's the thing. I don't want to go. And I wouldn't go even if he was having a thing because he lives like in Lutz, like it's far. So I wouldn't go. But I'm talking about the cake with another employee about how I'm going to, you know, buy all the ingredients, blah, blah, blah. We're going to plan his little birthday thing. And he goes, yeah, I overheard so-and-so telling you he's not having a birthday thing. Well, he is, and I got invited to it. This is what my other coworker tells me. Coworker B.
Mm.
I go, what? Mm. He goes, yeah, the birthday kid is, he's throwing a party. And I'm probably going to go. Because I asked, you know, coworker B what he was up to for the weekend. And he felt kind of odd because he had heard the conversation between me and the birthday boy. And the birthday boy said, no, I'm not doing anything. So I invite birthday boy to my birthday thing. I'm making this mother effer a cake. And I felt like such a chump because I'm going to the store buying this ass like ingredients for his cake and knowing that he's not going to invite me to his birthday party. But I had already agreed to make this cake and we barely have anybody that works there anymore. So I was tasked with the cake. I have to do it. But I was pissed about it. Because who makes a cake for someone knowing that you're not even invited to their birthday hang?
And you can't even not make them the cake because everybody's expecting the cake.
Everybody's expecting the cake. And nobody else is around. Another guy got COVID. Coworker B is dealing with the situation with
COVID,
his dog.
COVID is still around.
I know. But yeah, so there's a coworker that's sick. He got COVID and pneumonia and like a bunch and an infection. He got a bunch of stuff at once. So he's in the hospital, just got released. Coworker B, the one I was talking about the cake with, he's having a situation with his dog. You know, Bubba's not going to, he doesn't bake cakes. He doesn't do stuff like that. So, you know, I was going to do it. And I really enjoy doing stuff for other people occasionally. But now I've made this cake for a man who is not inviting me to his birthday party. And also, I bought him a $50 gift for his unborn child, which is due in September. So I'm just spending money on this kid, doing nice things for him.
Well, there's a solution here, which is you obviously have to make a cake. You poison the cake. Poison cake.
That didn't even occur to me.
Poison the cake.
Of course.
That's all you got to do. Problem solved.
Am I being petty or is like, isn't that kind of rude? Isn't it kind of implied that if I invite you to my birthday thing, you'll invite me to yours?
Now, no.
Granted, if he was doing like a small thing, like it was just his family and his wife, fine. But if he's inviting coworkers and purposely leaves me out, don't I have a right to feel hurt?
Yeah, but you shouldn't be mad at the birthday boy. You should be mad at the guy who told you about the party. That's who you should be mad
and
at.
That's what I said. I wish I hadn't known because I would have just had a fun time making the cake. I would have enjoyed it. It would have been a fun thing. But now I'm like kind of pissed off about it.
Right, of course. And there was obviously the birthday boy was trying to spare your feelings. Or he would have just said, yeah, I'm having a thing and you're not invited. Mm-hmm. If he wanted to hurt you. But he didn't want to hurt you, clearly. He just didn't want you to go for whatever reason.
Yeah.
What those reasons are, I think you should hash that out with them. That'd be great content on the air.
Yeah, I'm actually going to do that on the after show. We do an after show tomorrow, so I think it'll be perfect. Yeah,
perfect.
After I present him with the cake and then also realize that I wasn't invited, I would like to know why.
Throw it in his face.
Oh, I absolutely will. And yeah. It's one of those things where it's like, I don't even want to go. I don't even want to go. Plus, I have plans this weekend. I'm hanging out with a friend, whatever, who lives like about an hour away. So I'm going to be at her house, but I don't even want to go. I just want the invite. I would if he would have been like, hey, I'm having this thing, I would have been like, I can't go. Have a great birthday. Here's your cake. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, now I'm aware of this party that's going on in which my presence was not only not wanted, but requested that they do not come.
Yeah, I think you should be mad at the guy who told you about it. Why did he tell you? He could have just made up a fib or said, "Oh, I don't know what I'm doing." Or,
this person has a problem where they just tell they're a truth teller. You know what I mean? And this has happened a few times where this person has told me something that hurts my feelings, but it's the truth or it's what people are saying behind my back. We can call him the truther of the BRN, but he illuminates me to things that are going on that I don't know about. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad that I know, just to kind of keep my head on a swivel and know like who really has my back and who doesn't. But I mean, there was a person that was trying to get me fired at the BRN. Actually, the person that brought me into the BRN, those that know. And the truther of the BRN told me, "Hey, this guy's trying to get you fired," and I didn't believe him. I go, why would he do that? He got me in the building. Why was he trying to take me out? I go, I don't know, but that's what he's been saying. It really hurt my feelings, but turned out it was the truth. So I wish I didn't know about that, because I've built this man, I've constructed this cake. And I'm not a Susie Homemaker type, so this is kind of me really going out of my way and doing something kind of fun and different for somebody else, which can be fun, but now I just feel like such a chump. But you're right, Will. We will address it on the air tomorrow about why I wasn't invited.
So this has already happened, obviously, since this podcast will be out. So you've already confronted him. That's unfortunate. I wish we got the aftermath of that.
We can for next week. I can give you an update on that, how that went down.
Okay.
Yeah, but it'll be awkward, but that will make great content. That will
most definitely. Now, does he know he's going to be confronted with this? You're
no,
just going to hit him out
not.
Like, good.
No, he doesn't know that there's a being a cake. He doesn't know that I spent like $30 on ingredients trying to put this thing together. So.
Make a, you know, you don't have to poison him to kill him, but you could always do like chocolate. What do you call it? Laxative.
No, I think I'm just going to make the cake, and then it's more like you kill him with kindness, sort of a thing. Mm-hmm. You know, you make him feel bad.
Are you going to have the truth teller on as well?
Absolutely.
During this time?
All good. Three of us are going to have it.
Have it out.
Yeah. Hash it out. So that should be interesting. It's kind of great to be able to do these sorts of things on the air, because there's kind of an understanding that it is content, but it's you can't just like walk away, or you know, if your headphones are on and there's a mic in front of your face, you can't just walk away. You can't just start talking to somebody else. You have to confront the issue at hand. And when you have a live audience, people are calling you out. Like, you can't just walk out. So it's kind of good. It's an interrogation, really. Less of an interview. More
the when people fight on air, that's always the best.
It's the best.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's shocking, mm-hmm. and it's compelling.
It is.
And it's all the thing. You just want more and more and more. You want to see how far it will escalate. Yeah.
Absolutely. So I'm really excited to see how this pans out, because you will get an answer. Versus if you try to do it like privately, you know, they could be like, "Oh, I have to go," or whatever. They get squirreled out of it. You know what I mean? But when it's on air and there's a live audience and they know it's for content, you know, you're going to get an answer.
Is there any possibility real anger could come out during this?
Oh, absolutely. Real anger has come out before and it will again.
Well, I wish you luck.
Thank you so much.
And yeah, I think you should be mad at the truth teller, not really.
The birthday guy. Okay, will do.
You survived Hurricane Elsa.
I sure did.
What a storm.
Yes.
That it was. You know, I saw that the Colorado Institute or University or whoever is, for some reason, the main aficionados of tropical weather is in Colorado some reason. I don't know why. It just is. And they've upped their number from 17 storms to 20 storms. This year.
Storms, including hurricanes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hurricanes, yeah. I guess that's tropical storms and hurricanes combined. Okay. Yeah, which is a lot. 20 is a lot. It was a little early in the year to already be threatened by a storm here in Florida. I feel like usually it's, you know, August, September, October is typically when we get these storms bubbling up. But we were threatened immediately, and it looked bad. I didn't know if I was going to stay or not. I was thinking about bailing and getting out of town. Oh, yeah. I watched when that storm a few years ago, I can't remember which one it was, blew through. Well, it was the one that was supposed to, maybe it was Irma, it was supposed to come right up the bay. Worst case scenario for this area. It would push all the water on either side into Hillsborough County and Pinellas County and flood those areas. And it was a strong storm. It was like a Category 4 or 5.
That was Irma.
Yeah. So, and it ended up at the last minute heading south. And we just got the bands of this storm, which is basically just tropical storm you know, weather.
Mm-hmm.
And
which can be pretty strong.
Oh, it was really strong. That's what I'm saying.
I remember specifically because it was supposed to hit Miami. It was supposed to hit the eastern coast. And a lot of those people evacuated and came to Tampa. And then the spaghetti model changed and it moved west. Mm. And I felt so bad for those people because they all escaped from the south. And then they ended up just getting hit by it anyway.
Yeah, a lot of people are still traumatized from Andrew. And I kind of feel traumatized from the tropical storm band from that storm because...
Elsa?
From whatever it was, Irma, or I can't remember the storm name of it, but I sat on my father's porch. I was just drunk, and I was just sitting out on the porch watching this weather come through, and it was intense wind.
Sure, of course.
Intense wind, intense rain, knocked the power out, and I was like, man, I'm watching these transformer boxes, you know, up on the poles with the power lines just explode. And it was this weird chaoticness, but it was kind of pretty, too, watching these things blow up. And I was like, man, I think I'm going to bail if a real storm comes through because I don't want to be without power. Not having air conditioning in, you know, July, August is just, I can't be done.
It's unbearable.
It's unbearable. I could not survive. I can't breathe when I walk outside right now. I can barely breathe now. But when it's humid like that, I'm drowning outside. And I just can't imagine trying to sleep in that, just sitting in my bed and sweating. No. I can't do it. So I was like, maybe I'll evacuate, you know, go up, I don't know, either south or something, get a hotel room for the night and come back. I prepared for me is moving my patio furniture under the stairs.
There you go.
I did do that. I took the umbrella down and nothing. I mean, nothing. I went to work and I was supposed to cover the storm live on air.
Mm.
And I was kind of like, okay, the worst of it is going to be right when I'm leaving at about midnight. And I walked outside at midnight. I don't even think it was raining.
Yeah.
And it was breezy at best.
And they have these headlines where it's like potentially life-threatening. So, like, technically they're not wrong. Of course, if you, you know, if there's some storm surge and you decide to go out on your patio and go, like, face down and just lie there, you could drown. Of course.
Well, it did, and that's what I wanted to bring up, is Tropical Storm Elsa did cause one death in Florida and several injuries at a Georgia Navy base since it made landfall in the United States. A man was killed Wednesday in Jacksonville after a tree fell and struck two vehicles during a 50-mile-per-hour wind gust. No others were injured as a storm ripped through northern Florida, but it did get one person.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, technically they're not wrong, but the thing you have to understand, that you know, but, you know, for listeners, you have to understand is that the media is a business. So if they want you to click on their articles and listen to them, because attention is really the currency that they're after. They're trying to get your attention. They want more clicks and more views. So if they make it seem more extreme than it really is, you're obviously going to be glued to the TV watching, you know, their every move, every second, every update. So once you kind of realize, oh, media is a business and they're trying to sensationalize it because they're trying to make money, then it kind of makes sense. And you go, but I slept at the station.
You did?
Yeah, because I mean, I have to get there. I leave the house at 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know that it was supposed to hit us around like 2 a.m. or something like that. But I'm like, listen, even if it's like really gusty, I don't want to be going over a goddamn bridge. So I said, you know, F it. I'm just going to go there, sleep there like a squatter, which I did. And it was fine. And it was weird to just like wake up and like walk a few feet and be like, here's the mic. Let's go.
Yeah, so, that's kind of nice.
It was kind of nice. I kind of like getting up a little bit earlier because I felt like I was a little out of it.
And I'm not, and by the way, I'm not calling the storm a puss or anything because I feel like we got lucky again in the Tampa Bay area.
Yeah.
Now, Chief Tokabaga many years ago blessed Tampa Bay. I don't know if you're aware of this, but it was an ancient Native American tribe leader. He blessed this land where it doesn't get hit by hurricanes. And so far he's undefeated. I got to say, you know, poor guy in Jacksonville, you know, driving his car, but here in Tampa Bay, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It sucked in some dry air right when it was coming to here, and it kind of just broke it apart. Barely even got rain. I stayed up, and I was going to watch the storm. You know, I wanted to see the wind and everything. Mm-hmm. It was nothing. I mean, summer storms here are worse than what we had with Elsa, so... That's a good thing. Again,
that's the scenario. You know what I mean? You prepare and it's big nothing burger. Better that than the other way around. So.
Oh, certainly. Yeah. So I wasn't not trying to call out the storm, and like, you know, sometimes people will do that. Johnny will do that sometimes where he's like, man, I ain't scared of this storm. And I go, stop.
Now we're going to get a Cat 5.
Yeah, stop doing that. Yeah. Don't dare Mother Nature, because it will oblige you, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes. Hope so Tampa Bay remained unscathed. You didn't lose power or anything?
No, me either. Nothing at all. So it was great. And the station is actually right next to the airport. So the airport shut down as well that night. So it was really nice because you didn't hear like planes over during this. So it was perfect.
Yeah.
A plus, Willie.
Well, good. I'm glad you survived. Now, what's your hurricane survival plan here on out? Don't die. How are you prepared? Do you have food?
I work out.
Do you have food?
Yeah.
You don't eat.
Yeah, anyway. I'm solar powered.
Right.
Oh, I'll get water. You know, listen, I've been doing.
Did you have water?
Yeah, I had water.
Okay.
I mean, I intermittent fast now occasionally, mm-hmm. like twice a week. So, I mean, I could probably fast for like 16 or 17 hours and be fine. So that's how I'm training my body to not need food.
I saw a bunch of people going and buying, of course, toilet paper. I don't know what it is with people's anuses that they're just afraid that they won't have any toilet paper to wipe their butt with. How many dumps are you planning on taking? I mean, everybody, that's the thing that everybody bought immediately with COVID when that happened.
I think it's, I mean, if, again, it doesn't really quite make sense, but I think that they're thinking, if everything shuts down for like a month, what will I need? Toilet paper.
Yes.
But it's like, you're not going to be swimming to Publix. You're going to be fine. At the very least, it, you know, things shut down for a few hours, then they're back up again.
You know, during COVID, when there was a, you know, limited supply of toilet paper, thank God Marcello.
Oh my God, from
Gennaro's on the beach down there in St. Pete. God bless him. He came through and gave us toilet paper.
So much.
I used it for almost a year. It took almost a year, and I gave a lot of it to you.
Yeah, you didn't even have to you didn't have to buy toilet paper for almost a year.
But just about.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I had that, and I gave some to my neighbor, and
it was really like gold.
It really was, yeah. But during that time, I bought a bidet for my toilet.
For your butt.
And the plan was to use it, to learn how to use the bidet. Now, I like a clean anus, you know, don't get me wrong.
Who doesn't?
I love wet wipes. You know, I try not to use them very much because I know that they're bad for the environment. But I love a good wet wipe, a Cottonelle, you know, get around the ring down there and clean it off.
Rim?
The rim. Oh,
it's a job that you have to do.
It is. It is. Truly. And I enjoy it very much. But I figure, wow, what's going to be more refreshing than just a squirt, a splash on that region? First time I go to use it, I just shot water all over the toilet, went backwards, and there's poo in there. And I'm just like, okay, this is, I don't know how people use this. Yeah. I really
don't. Why don't you try it in the shower first?
Well, the whole idea is I'll just take a shower then. If I'm going to get in a shower, then I can just, you know, take it in the shower.
Well, I mean, I feel like if you're just trying it out, maybe you want to get in the shower, just in case.
Well, the whole idea was to learn how to use it on the toilet.
I understand.
So what I did is I snaked it around in between my legs and tried to just aim it towards my anus.
I get it, but I'm just saying to prevent the mess, especially if you're working with like a new appliance, I would just try it in the shower just because you don't know the pressure.
I didn't know the angle, but the angle is necessary to test the angle on the pot.
I understand that, but I'm just saying, like, you could always squat and kind of, I'm just saying it's better to prevent a mess.
I should have just
the first time you're using it.
I should have YouTubed how to use a bidet. That's what I should have done.
Well, I feel like every bidet is probably different, right?
No, it's the same thing.
All right.
It's just a hose. It's a thing that's on your sink.
I get it, but I'm just saying, like, you know, they probably have different pressures, different, I don't know if they have different, you know, like how the faucets have different like modes or whatnot. You know what I mean?
Where
it's like single and then it sprays.
This is just a single shot.
Okay.
It only has one setting.
All right.
And completely useless. Okay. I never use it. I do use it. I use it for one thing and one thing only, to clean my shower with now. I clean the shower, wipe it down, squirt it down, squirt.
Well, at least you found some sort of use for it, you know, some application.
And so, I suppose in a pinch, maybe I could use it if there's no toilet paper left.
In a pinch after a pinch.
He's in a pinch after the pinch. There you go. Thank you.
Thank you.
813-693-2124, hmbradio.com. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter, home_made_man for me, and Anna Hummel Radio for Anna. So go do that. Follow HMB Radio on Facebook. Check out the site for those news stories. I just put up a story a few days ago about the Bigfoot convention that's happening in Lakeland. So you want to check that out, I'm sure. Is there a better place for a Bigfoot convention than Lakeland, Florida? I think not. I think not. So please go check that out. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. If you're listening on podcast, thank you. Please tell a friend about it. Retweet it. Share it. That stuff really helps. And if you're feeling very generous, go make a donation. hmbradio.com/donate. Have a great week, everybody. Will Koontz, HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. Talk to you soon. Bye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.